Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Glad you're back with us a few minutes after 8 here on your Thursday morning. And if you missed it, we had, of course, Senator Josh Hawley on 1 hour ago. You are welcome to go back and pick that up on the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, you can get the Mark Cox Morning Show, 971talk.com, the Odyssey app. Wherever you download your podcast, you can find us there. And we break the show down by segment, so you can find the interview with Senator Hawley and get more of his reaction to the president, his speech last night, what he's done on the border, his thoughts on Amendment 3, which is back on the ballot for the fall here next November. People will vote on it, and the kind of campaign it's going to take, hopefully, to get a rollback of these ridiculous rules that got voted in last year, falsely, I believe, because of the fake campaign that was run to pass it. I think they deceived people, and hopefully we can correct that mistake this next November. We shall see. Soon we're going to get to Shannon Bream and Griff Jenkins. Maybe we'll get Shannon's thoughts on the president's speech to the nation last night. I walk in the studio, and Ethan drops this bomb on me. The Chicago Bears are making noise about leaving Chicago. Can you imagine?
They said they've been up there for 100 years.
Well, I know.
I don't see that happening.
Was it the Hallis family that ran the Bears up there? Was that? Have I got that right? I can't remember.
I believe so.
Well, we've got a stadium over here that's not being used.
Yeah, it's in really good. It's in really good shape. It just needs millions and millions of dollars in renovations.
It's got one thing that Chicago Stadium doesn't have. It doesn't have 45-mile-an-hour wind coming off the lake, making it 12 below zero for every game. They could play in a dome down here.
And the players are used to the crime.
It's true. Don't you think it'd be a safer environment overall? I mean, usually Chicago's a little more dangerous. At least more people die up there.
It's true.
We could get the Bears down here. You think people would embrace the Bears in St. Louis?
I don't know if St. Louis will ever embrace NFL again. We've been burned twice.
We've been burned twice. Yeah. And continue.
I wish they would, but I don't know. Everybody I talked to said it. There's no way.
Yeah, that rumor was floating around about the Cincinnati Bungles a while back, too. Because anytime a team is negotiating for more taxpayer dollars to fix their stadium up, they threaten to leave. Now, in Stan Kroenke's case, he had already purchased the land for his stadium in L.A. at the time when he claimed he was just thinking about it. I mean, that deal was done before it was ever public, which is one reason St. Louis won the Rams settlement money, which Sam Page wants to waste to try to balance the budget in St. Louis County.
Yeah, don't fix the issue, just the Band-Aid,
thank you.
Right? Because if you don't make cuts, which they did pass some cuts, but not enough, but if you just say, here, here's some money to pay it off, okay, well, guess what? The next year, you're going to have the same deficit.
Yep. It's a problem. Anyway, I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see. I thought that was interesting news. All right, Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Bishop Ronald Hicks has been named the new Archbishop of New York by Pope Leo, replacing the retiring Cardinal Timothy Dolan, who was chosen by Pope Benedict in February 2009 after serving as Archbishop of Milwaukee.
Yep, St. Louis' own Timothy Dolan stepping down in New York. Apparently, it's age-related. Like, he hit the age of 75 or something like that and was forced to step down. He's still a cardinal. I don't know where he goes next. I don't know if he'd come back to St. Louis or not. We'll find out.
I believe that there were multiple people at Turning Point who are, as I have said many times, my exact words are, they are engaged in a cover-up of what happened to Charlie on that day.
Woo! Speaking of cuckoo, the Candace Owens, people are going to get mad at me for that one. I'm sorry. She was on with Piers Morgan last night talking about her conspiracy theories. And denied that she said somebody inside of TPUSA might have played a role in his death.
I don't review those documents, so you're asking me to look at documents that I haven't for the first time. What I can tell you is that I allowed Mr. Wade to bill 160 hours a week, and then Mr. Wade would be the first one in the office making sure that my staff arrived. He corrected their behavior.
Oh, listen to that. Fannie Willis, a little mad. She's the one that tried to take down President Trump, failed miserably, got kicked out, removed, and now she's being prosecuted when they try to show her the documents how much money she paid her boyfriend, Nathan Wade. Who can work 160 hours a week? That's my question.
I know you have not. You have said in previous interviews your focus is on 2026. You're not talking about 2028 yet. But you know, I have to ask you: are you thinking about 2028?
I have not made any decisions about that.
No, Kami says she's not made any decisions about running again in 2028. She did, however, basically admit last night on late night TV that after she lost, she was doing some day drinking.
After the election, did you and Doug just start drinking?
We did. Let me just say that we definitely it took us some time.
Isn't the campaign, the DNC, still paying off all the money that she spent on campaign where she was running for 107 days?
Where she was paying Oprah to put her on and
Beyonce.
Beyonce paying all these people with money donated to help her win a presidential campaign. But don't worry, it wasn't her fault. It was Joe Biden's fault.
When was the last time you spoke with President Biden?
About 3-4 weeks ago.
Do you feel like that Joe Biden and his people did everything they could to help you win the election?
I write about that, as you know. And certainly, I think we needed more time. And from certain places in the administration, we needed more support.
Republicans have mercilessly attacked.
She needed more support from the Bidens, just so you know. That's the reason she lost. She only had 107 days, and she didn't get enough support from the Biden administration. But she spent how many hundreds of millions of dollars and still hadn't paid it all back? She put the DNC in debt, and they're still digging out of that hole. So there you have it. Hey, I teased this story earlier. I just want to let you know. Libs of TikTok is an account on Facebook, right, where they go on and they expose all these liberals on TikTok. They got their hands on some of the DEI training that they put your Illinois state police through if you live in Illinois. Get this. They're forced to comply with internal training material that has mandatory LGBTQ and DEI training. And if they don't do it, they can be fired. It's being forced on police officers in the state of Illinois. It includes training on made-up pronouns that you can get in trouble for not using proper pronouns, for misgendering people. Apparently, if you're in the Illinois State Police, you cannot investigate men in women's bathrooms. You have to promote LGBTQ activism at work. Promotions are race-based, anti-capitalist narratives, compulsion to disrupt, oppression, and much more. And your tax dollars are being used to do this in Illinois law enforcement, thanks to the legislature and no doubt J.B. Pritzker. And they're calling for an investigation of all that. So that is on the Libs of TikTok webpage. I would play it for you, but it's showing the different pages. Somebody took snapshots of the different pages that these officers are forced to work through. But there's only a music bed under it. It's nobody speaking, so doesn't really work well on radio. But I'm just reading you a few of the pages that they were forced to comply with in order to remain as a Illinois State Police officer. Apparently, just crazy stuff. It is. Coming up, we'll get to Shanna Bream, host of Fox News Sunday, and we'll talk to her about what guests she's got lined up for Sunday and her reaction to the president's speech last night.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Stay tuned.
For the last 4 years, the United States was ruled by politicians who fought only for insiders, illegal aliens, career criminals, corporate lobbyists, prisoners, terrorists, and above all, foreign nations, which took advantage of us at levels never seen before.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. All right, we've got Shannon on the phone this morning. Not much to talk about, huh, Shannon?
Just another slow news day in the United States of America.
It's true. You know, I played a clip from the president's speech last night. He's giving $1,776. I wonder where he came up with that number in dollars to the U.S. military. And I'm thrilled by that. I think that's fantastic. I'm just sorry for him that he didn't wait a day, because he could have announced that the inflation rate came in lower than expected and the stock market's taken off like a rocket ship.
Yeah, and that's got to be great news for the White House, because, you know, they've had a mixed bag on economic news. And frankly, with the government shutdown, we've been missing some of the sources we would normally get to get some of the economic data. But that cooling of inflation has to be excellent news for the White House, because affordability is the thing. And that's why the president addressed the nation last night, saying grocery prices and all these things, we're working on them, they're coming down. So, yeah, they got to be happy about the news they got this morning.
I'll bet they are. You know, the president... I watched a couple of the left-leaning new websites this morning. Of course, they're mad at him for blasting the Biden administration and past presidents for not doing anything on trade for all those years, or the border. And I was kind of, for one, I'm glad he's out there reminding people of that, because it overshadows the accomplishments he's achieved the last 10 or 11 months when the mainstream media is only parroting this affordability issue. He's gotten an amazing amount of stuff done in 11 months when you think about it.
Yeah, and all of those things are intertwined. I mean, he talked about the fact last night that when you deal with the immigration issue, you're going to do things like, you know, he said open up more housing and do things that really have a direct impact on the economy. So he tried to weave all those things together. He's been out there on the road doing this in Pennsylvania. He'll be in North Carolina on Friday. So he wants to remind people about, as you said, so much that's gotten done in 11 months. Now, if you're not a fan of his, you don't like it. But if you are a fan of his, or you're hoping the economy will turn around, he wants you to get this message.
Very true. You know, I was wanted to ask you, because there's so much question about the legality of these boat strikes. Mm-hmm. And you've still got people talking about war crimes and blah, blah, blah. And I think it might have been Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, I heard the other day, just chewing him up off of this. He goes, where were you when Barack Obama was throwing these drone strikes around and killing like 35, I think he said 3,500 people during his administration?
It was a huge number. And when you remember, too, that there were huge controversies over the fact that, at least some of those people were American citizens and had attachments to this country. I mean, can you imagine if something like that happened under President Trump? You got to think about what the mainstream media reaction would be. And like with so many things and so many policies and so many foreign policy decisions, domestic decisions, the media will look at them differently based on who's in the White House. That's just a fact of what's happening in Washington and more broadly with the mainstream media. So, I thought when Senator Mullen brought up those numbers, I was like, wait a minute, I need to run those numbers, which I haven't done yet. But I mean, they sound so high. They're almost unbelievable, especially when you look at, all of the debate around Venezuela. And to me, this is the ultimate D.C. Rorschach test. People will come out of these briefings, and tell us two different things, completely justified, completely unjustified war crimes. D.C. feels more partisan than it has, certainly in the 20 years I've been covering it. But, nothing seems to be bipartisan.
I think your former colleague Tucker Carlson came out yesterday and claimed the president was going to use that speech last night to announce that he was about to do some ground invasion of Venezuela. I don't know where that came from. That's not what the president said. But I think we're going to see maybe some targeted strikes somewhere in that country before long. Do you are your sources telling you anything about that?
Well, the president has been very clear that may be the next step. And so it is going to renew this debate over whether this has turned into a quote-unquote war that requires congressional authorization. Mm. There certainly seems to be a showdown between President Trump and Maduro that is building. What they are reporting on the latest crackdown is not only we're going after drug trafficking, human trafficking, gold trafficking, oil trafficking. I mean, these are the things that have allowed Maduro to stay propped up and stay in power and continue to do what he does in Venezuela. They have some very rich natural resources. But if they're dealing in them illegally and that's funding their ability to stay around, President Trump is really tightening the screws, saying you're not going to have those options anymore. So is this about regime change? That may be a byproduct, but is it the goal? That is a different conversation the president would have to have with Congress if that's what he's actually trying to do.
I don't know if you would know the answer to this question, Shanna, but I remember there was, I think it was one of the reporters from Fox, maybe Peter Ducey, who was asking Caroline Leavitt about the oil that was seized from that tanker. And he's like, hey, can you use that money to help Americans with affordability? Is there any sort of a restriction to your knowledge on what could come of that, what could be done with it?
Well, just like any time that you are an international stage and you're talking about seizing assets from another country, and there's a lot of discussion with this going on with respect to Russia seizing their assets in order to help Ukraine or to fund Ukraine's war. I mean, there are a lot of different international bodies that are going to want to get involved with that conversation. So I think that we need to hear a lot more from the administration about where that money goes and how we're able to use it, or if it's simply that we're creating this blockade so that it doesn't flow in illegal trade to other countries.
Yeah, it's a good point. Shannon, what are your plans for Christmas?
Well, you know, my family is in Florida. I'm born and raised down there. And unfortunately, my dad has been in and out of the hospital quite a bit. So we are going to have a quiet Christmas with them and just celebrate that we still have each other. And just grateful for God's mercy in sending his son to save us.
Amen. Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you for all you do for us.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All right. We'll see you. Shannon Bream there from Fox News Sunday and heading down to sunny Florida. Not a bad idea. I know some people that are down there right now. To where it's much warmer than it is up here. But I tell you what, man, I'm not going to complain. It was 50 this morning, and I think the temperature's going to drop all day long. But
down to the 20s
still,
tonight.
It could be 50 or 60 on Christmas Day from what I'm hearing.
I actually love that.
I don't love it. Weird. But if the kids are going bonkers, they can at least get outside.
True.
It's not freezing out there. Coming up, we'll find out where in the world our friend Griff Jenkins is, and if he knows anything about former second guy Doug drinking after the election. We'll be back in just a minute.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
After the election, did you and Doug just start drinking?
We let me just say that we definitely, it took us some time.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, buddy, you are spinning partners with former second man Doug. Did you see any evidence of hangovers when he was on the spin cycle?
Well, you know, he had trouble keeping up. And let me just say, by the way, that I'm calling you still sweating. I just got out of an 8:30 to 9:30 class, and I'm not sure if the world has changed. You know, every now and then you take a step back and you wonder, what the hell is going on? I go to bed last night watching President Trump deliver a absolutely on-script, short, delivered, focused speech to the nation, nothing off the cuff. Wake up, walk into SoulCycle, and they're playing Fernando by Cher and the entire Mamma Mia soundtrack. I'm like, what alternate universe have I entered right now? Meanwhile, I just finished watching last weekend Phil Rivers throwing touchdowns in the NFL again. So I'm taking a step back, although I will say this. Happy birthday, Kim. You shared the birthday with my dog, Rascal.
Hey, oh, there nice. We go. Thank you.
I'm celebrating both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got her. We got her some donuts in honor of her birthday this morning, and our friend from Donut Delight made the letters. I don't know if you saw that on her social media or not, but she got a big 36 for her birthday today, and she refuses to eat it. She's going to take it home and share it with her family.
I love it. I love it, as you should. Well, listen, I love December babies. I just hit double nickels, so I'm feeling your you know, the best part.
Yeah,
about
happy belated. Yeah, great.
Having a birthday so close to Christmas, basically the whole month is just, you know, all about you.
She was due. You were due.
I was due on
Christmas
Eve. I was due Christmas Eve. Oh. I'm really glad that I came early. But yeah, no, it's true. It kind of gets overshadowed, and I don't really care about that now. But as a kid, that was really hard. But yeah Griff, you true. Just were you surfing for your birthday? Was that last week?
You know, I did. I'm going to make a recommendation to every one of our great listeners at 97.1 FM, and that is, do one thing this holiday season that you wouldn't do normally because you get caught up in the busy hustle and bustle, but you'll never forget it. I spent my birthday, I flew down for 24 hours to see my 93-year-old mom and just talked about when I was born 55 years ago, and we looked at old pictures and just, you know, taking that moment, the things that really matter in life. And I did sneak off because she lives in Florida for about 2-3 hours, and they had some huge waves, got some surfing in, and spent time with mom. So for all our listeners, call your mom if you still got her, and spend some time, because we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle.
Boy, that's the truth. It really is. What part of Florida is that, Griff?
She's down in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they got surfing kind of waves down there, except during hurricanes.
Usually not, but there is this cold front going through. And, you know, all these Floridians are down there shivering. I'm like, it's 68 degrees. This is warm.
You got your board shorts on ready to go, right?
Exactly. So there are a lot of waves there. So I could have stayed a little longer, but alas, I am going to talk to you and then go hop on a train and head to New York. And you're going to get awfully tired of seeing me filling in over the holidays.
Oh, I love it when you fill in for Kilmeade. And are you doing any radio over the holidays?
I don't know yet. You know, it's funny. I am apparently the last person to know what my schedule is. I don't know if that's by design that Fox thinks that's exciting, but my suspicion is the answer will be yes.
So we know Griff is in town. We know we've got him as a captive in New York. Let's throw him on the couch for, you know, overtime. We'll get him on the Kilmeade show. We'll book him on one of the other weekend shows since he's there anyway. Is that kind of how that works?
Exactly. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what news we get. I got to tell you, I did think that we would get a little something on Venezuela last night, but we didn't. I mean, clearly the White House said, let's get a focused economic speech. Now we see inflation apparently cooling just a little bit, so perhaps appropriate that he was able to give that focused speech. But, you know, we haven't seen one of those from President Trump in a long time, and it just shows you that, you know, everybody in the Washington elite class is like, oh, did you see the Susie Wiles Vanity Fair? She's trashing everybody. No, let me show you a chief of staff who has had more discipline and control over their boss than any perhaps in modern history. Susie Wiles knew that President Trump needed to give a focused, direct message on economic agenda to the nation, even though he's doing this cross-country tour now. He was in Pennsylvania, and then he goes to North Carolina, I think, next week. But ultimately, the fact is that Susie Wiles was able to get him to do that was really quite remarkable amidst everybody caught up in the hullabaloo in Washington of some Vanity Fair spread.
Yeah, you know, I speaking of New York, I'm watching an interview the other day with Zohran Mamdani, and yeah. I was the guy is it's just like he's from another planet. I was watching him do this interview, and with a dead straight face, he argued that by making 5 bus routes free in New York, they reduced assaults on bus drivers by 38%. So honestly, that was his excuse for why it would be a good idea to let everybody ride the bus for free, because fewer drivers would get assaulted instead of cracking down on the people who are bold enough to strike a bus driver because they don't like how much it cost them to ride the bus. This is the mentality of this guy.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And by the way, here's something to keep your eye on. It's not getting a lot of national news yet, but you're about to see the rise of Mamdani candidates. And Mamdani is starting to campaign for a New York City comptroller who initially was challenging him in the mayor's race as a far-left socialist progressive named Brad Lander, I believe is his last name. But he now has declared and is going to try and primary sitting congressman Dan Goldman, who you remember is as far left as they come. And yet he wants these candidates to go even further left. And that's really the battle for the soul of the Democrat Party right now. And he's going to try and be a kingmaker in that race.
Wow. Well, I mean, nothing that he's going to do surprises me. I really expect it to happen. It's going to hit St. Louis next. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get some Mamdani-type character running for... We probably already have one at the Board of Aldermen, to be honest with you, running the Board of Aldermen. But running for mayor, I'm guessing that's coming next to St. Louis and other big cities.
Of course it is. Why St. Louis? Because that's the heart of America.
Yeah.
That's exactly where they want to plant the flag. They planted it in New York City, and that was an easy lift. Now they want to make it count where you're in the heart of America.
What was it, the statistic I read this morning, some study that found, like, 45% of people 18 to 29 support socialism? And, I mean, that clearly is true when you look at Zohran Mamdani being elected, like you just said, Griff.
Yeah, and the real, and we've talked about this on Fox, and you guys have probably talked about it too, is that what's so chilling about that stat is, while I believe it to be actually accurate, the backdrop, the context of it, is that most of those youngsters don't understand what it is that they support when they call it socialism.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part of it.
That's a good point. So, Griff, I think last year around the holidays, because you were doing so much fill-in work, you brought your family to New York, didn't you?
You know, I will say the Jenkins women, the 2 daughters in their 20s and wife, who we've dubbed the long-suffering Mrs. Jenkins, because of my crazy schedule, she stuck with me for God knows why all these years. But they are coming up, and so it's going to be a shopping Broadway sort of thing, and Dad is going to duck out at every turn to go to bed early. Yeah, two hotel rooms, one for the Jenkins girls who stay out all hours and go crazy, and then one for Dad who has to wake up at 3 a.m.
Yep, we feel your pain, brother. Hey, have a safe trip, okay?
Hey, sounds good, and happy birthday, Kim. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Griff. We appreciate it. Good to get just out of his soul cycle class. For those of you who wondered why I asked him about Doug Emhoff used to do that soul cycle class with him. pretty regularly. Not that they were big buddies or anything, but he would see the second gentleman in the Salsa, which is basically a spinning class that he does there in Georgetown. And I would guess the Secret Service would be in there watching and everything to make
Wouldn't
sure nobody
weird,
bothered him.
Having everyone with the suits and the glasses just staring at you, making sure nothing's going
to
happen.
According to Cammy, they had a lot to sweat off. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. All right, we're going to be back. We'll talk more about Bongino's resignation. I haven't talked about it a lot today, but it could be good news for Andrew Bailey. We'll be back in just a minute.
In addition, we have been briefed and we have read the analysis, which shows time and again that law enforcement officers have been taken off their duties to provide border security, to investigate drug crimes, to investigate crimes involving children. So this isn't about making people safe and secure. It's about scaring them. This is a reign of terror, and I appreciate the work of everyone behind me. Thank you.
This is a Democratic congressman named Quigley, Representative Mike Quigley, who is a U.S. representative. He had Pramila Jayapal and a bunch of other lefties with him, and they were at some press conference to complain about ICE. And here's the problem. The guy suggests that our ICE officers are terrorists. Did you hear that? He suggested that what they're doing is a reign of terror by enforcing the laws of the United States of America, laws that the Congress he is a member of passed. Now, it may not have been a vote he took, but whatever the immigration laws are in the country were passed by Congress. And that's what's being enforced. And you've got these mental midgets, because that's what they are, who stand in front of a camera and make things up. And who knows what kind of nut job out there might act on that, right? I mean, here you've got the president saying, narco terrorists, we kill narco terrorists. And this guy's comparing ICE officers to terrorists. Who knows what kind of violence he might be causing or engendering or planting in the mind of these idiots that would take up arms against a police officer. I had to play that for you, because sometimes I just can't believe how far the left in this country is willing to go to try to win a political argument. They care more about people who aren't residents of this nation than they do the constituents who elected them to office. And it just sickens me. I can't believe we're in this. There are people in this country who act that way. I'd love to just for 3 months, send them over and make them live in one of the countries where maybe Somalia, where it's completely lawless and everybody gets killed. I mean, it's unbelievable, the violence over there. Let them go live there for 3 months and then come back and report to me on how great things are. It's crazy. Did you hear the Bongino news yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I reached out to a friend of mine who's in the know and is actually in Washington, D.C. right now. And I'm like, I just heard that Dan Bongino might retire or resign. He said, well, there's been some talk, you know, maybe next year sometime. And not 20 minutes later, just the news broke the story that Bongino is resigning from the FBI in early January. I guess the president hinted that he wanted to go back and do radio again.
But do you think it was beef with Pam Bondi over the Epstein files? Because that's kind of what people are saying is the cause of this.
I think it's probably a sense of frustration as much as anything. And if anybody's going to be honest about what it is, it'll be Dan Bongino. When he's done, what he can talk about. I mean, he'll be limited to not discussing top secret stuff that he encountered when he was at the FBI. Or details about ongoing investigations, that's what it'll be toughest for him to go back into talk radio, because he's got a brain full of things that the general public doesn't know right now that he won't be allowed to talk about. Maybe he can hint at it, but he can't talk about it.
So here's the question, though. Is Dan Bongino the first domino to go down, and now this creates some ripple effect? Is Kash Patel going to be the next one?
Well, there have been rumors about Patel for a while. And I don't know where the president stands on that. I think he's maybe a little bit frustrated at the pace of some of these investigations that we know are underway. But I still don't have any reason to think he doesn't have confidence in Kash Patel. What I do see, though, is a very viable candidate in Andrew Bailey, who's mm-hmm. who will soon be the only deputy in charge of the deputy director of the FBI.
But it wouldn't be, in my opinion, Cash. Or it wouldn't be Trump saying, "Hey, Cash, you're out." It would be Cash making the decision that he wants to go.
I don't know. I don't think that's true.
Trump forced out Bongino, or I think Bongino made the decision,
I think Bongino made the decision. Right. I think he's frustrated by what he can impact, right? I heard somebody report this morning that normally that's a position held by a career FBI person who knows how, you know, where all the bodies are buried, basically at the FBI. Maybe he's encountered enough resistance that he's just sick of it. I mean, I hate to think that because I think you need an outsider in that role or you never get to some of the real problems plaguing the politics within that organization. So I think we needed somebody like him in there. Hopefully, if the only person that's left standing in that position is Andrew Bailey, then you get that. He was a great prosecutor. And he was a great attorney general in the state of Missouri, and I think he would be the one to maybe shake things up a little bit. He won't give up, I can tell you that. I'm not suggesting. I don't know why Bongino's leaving. But when Bailey was given that role, I thought it was because Bongino was maybe on his way out, and now that's happened, and maybe they knew about it, maybe they didn't. Maybe he's the next FBI director. I don't have any inside information on that. I just think it'd be a good move if that role opens up. All right, that does it for us for a Thursday. The Kilmeade Show coming up next. And, of course, Annie and Mark fill out the rest of the day. Have yourselves a great Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.